Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 25 years, as she developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you to grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. It's the place where we combine spirituality and practicality to help all of us answer life's unanswerable questions. We got a bunch of callers on hold. We got a bunch of people on YouTube live streaming. If you want to have a conversation with me, go to AskJulieRyanShow.com. That'll connect you into Zoom. We can have a conversation. You can ask a question and then we'll have a conversation. If you're joining us on YouTube, please put your question in the chat and tell us where you're calling in from. And then we will get those questions answered too, because we'll be taking questions from both. Couple of things. First of all, Angelic Attendant Training, May 18th and 19th. We got a bunch of people signing up. So come join us online live, May 18th, 19th. Go to AskJulieRyan.com, click on the training button, and you can sign up there. It will change your life. It will enhance your life in every area. So come join us and then you'll be part of the AAT, which stands for Angelic Attendant Training Community, with people from all over the world. And they're really extraordinary. And you learn how to do all the stuff that I do in a weekend. It's amazing. So join us. All righty, Chris, let's go to our first caller, please. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How are you, my girl?
I'm doing well. How are all of you guys?
We're good. I'm good. Everybody's good in my world and delighted to see you. Where are you located?
I'm calling from Kerman, California.
Kerman? Where's Kerman?
It's a small town outside of Fresno.
Okay. Fresno. I've never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, it's in the Central Valley.
Central Valley. I know where Fresno is. So yeah. I gotcha. Well, terrific. Got a question for me?
Yes, I do. Well, I've had a lump the size of a golf ball on the left side of my hip for about 3 years now. I did get that tested initially when I first noticed it, and it came back negative for, any cancer or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I did do a ultrasound, but it's been 3 years and still there. I had the option of having it removed, having surgery to remove it just because it's a ball of a mass mm-hmm. there. But it doesn't hurt. I'm just curious as to what it is, if that can be healed mm-hmm. or just what the reason for it is for being there.
Absolutely. How this works, Maria, is I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit. I learned how to do all this woo-woo stuff. And that's what I teach people. That's what I was talking about with the Angelic Attendant Training. And I'm going to watch a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to hook into you in the Central Valley of California. And then I'm going to have a hologram of you in my mind's eye. And it's going to be as if I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. And then we're going to go right there, and then there will be some type of energetic healing that will immediately follow me globbing on to that part, going to that area. I want you to envision everything that I describe, because my descriptions sometimes are hilarious, I'm warning you, but they are designed to help us envision the healing that's happening. And so I'm getting visuals from spirit in my mind's eye. I'm getting what I call divine downloads into my head, and I'm talking to you at the same time. So I always say, good thing we're girls, because we can multitask. It's a female superpower, right?
That's
you know,
true.
You know I'm right. So I'm going to describe that. Everybody that's watching or listening, I want you guys to all envision it as well. Because one of the benefits of calling into the show, Maria, is
yes,
you not only get me working on you, but everybody around the world that hears this show either in real time or later in the future, even years in the future, we're all participating together in the healing.
Wow. Wow.
Which is really, you hear about the power of prayer or the
yes,
power of meditation with a lot of people all concentrating on the same thing. That's what happens every week on this show, which I think is
a
bonus.
In advance.
Yeah. 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 What a bonus. And remember, time doesn't exist in the spirit world. Time's a human creation. So it doesn't matter when they see it. The other thing is the healing will integrate into your body, Maria. That can happen instantly. It can take days, weeks, months. May need some kind of complementary care, like getting it removed with surgery. But the healing has already happened on the energetic level. So whatever you decide to do is going to be a breeze because it's already done.
Awesome.
So the work that I do, I believe, is part of the healing equation, you know, mm-hmm, with Eastern medicine, Western medicine,
yeah,
energy medicine. That's what I'm doing. So here we go. Here goes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading out to you in California. All right, got you. Shooting energy from your feet. Yeah, it's benign. You're going to laugh when I tell you this. You know, I warned you about my analogies. When I see these growths, they look like they have cheese whiz in the middle of them. You know what cheese whiz is?
Yeah.
It comes in a can. I don't even know if they still make it. You know, it's total chemicals. Don't ever eat it. But when you squirt that stuff, have you ever had not a zit, because that looks like pus when it comes out, but it's more of a cheese whiz kind of material that comes out where it's thicker and it's just
yeah,
sebum is what's happening. So that's the
okay,
only one you have on your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's ask. So what I've done is cut it out, put stem cell energy in there, light amber color gel, sparkles, reminds me of Dippity Doo hair gel in the 60s and 70s. There's a vortex spinning outside of your hip, Maria. And what it's doing is it's just healing all that tissue. Stem cell energy is the absolute coolest stuff because it'll heal any body part we need. I worked on a couple people today, clients, and I said, you're going to be like the bionic babe here after all this stem cell energy we put into you. But we've got that going on. So let's ask spirit, because of course it's spirit working through me and with me to help facilitate the healing. So let's ask spirit. Spirit, does Maria need to get, is it in Maria's best interest to get that lump removed? I hear it's totally up to you. It's not necessary. If it bothers you, yes. If it doesn't, don't.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Now, that's at this moment in time. If you see that it's starting to change shape or getting larger or something like that, go back in and get it checked. But at this moment in time, I'm getting it. It's totally up to you.
If
you want to get it out, it would probably help your bikini modeling career, you know, if you had it removed.
Summer's coming in. Yeah,
Summer's coming. I don't know that it really matters. So whatever you decide is fine. Future events are always fluid. So I can give you what I'm receiving from spirit at this moment in time, maybe different next week, next month, next year. But that's what I'm getting right now. So I hope that helps.
It does. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. Where are you?
San Diego, California.
Oh, this is my California girl section. I love it. Okay, terrific. Well, you got a question for me?
Yes, I have a career question. I feel a little bit stuck in my career. I've been looking for a new job for a whole year, and I've been looking in different departments, different types of companies. So my question is, what kind of job opportunities do you see coming towards me?
What kind of industry are you in?
So I was in biotech, but I'm open to really anything.
Okay, what do you do in biotech?
It was a mix of things. It was communications, marketing, and human resources.
All right. Yeah. So you're not a scientist necessarily.
No.
Okay. So that gives you many more options. All right. And you're currently looking for a job, or you're still with the company that's your most recent?
They did a layoff. Yeah, they did a layoff. Okay. Yeah, so I'm unemployed.
The thing that's coming in right off the bat, Carly, is for you to look in aerospace.
Okay.
In aerospace, in marketing and in communications.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know San Diego's got a bunch of defense contractors in aerospace. It used to be Ryan Industries or something right outside of the San Diego airport. And I loved it every time I was near there because I thought, these are my people.
Yeah.
But I get aerospace in particular. I think it's best just to be open to what's going to materialize and utilize connections.
Yes.
Tell all your family and friends, tell your grandmother and her friends, hey, Carly's looking for a job, because it's going to separate you and differentiate you from all the millions of resumes that are coming in just online. And there's some algorithm that's choosing, you know, who gets to go to the next step.
Yeah. Do you see if it will be like a remote job or in person?
I got remote as soon as you said remote. I got remote. And again, future events are fluid. So that's what I'm getting at this moment in time. Do you want to stay in San Diego?
Yes.
Do you want it to be remote?
Yeah, ideally, but I've been open to in person too, just because the economy has been insane.
Yeah. Okay. That's the best thing to do, is to be open. The big thing I'm getting is aerospace, and I'm getting get the word out. You know, tell everybody, hey, do you know anybody that works for a company that may want somebody in communications or marketing? Is that where you want to stay in that area?
Yeah, but I'm still kind of early in my career, so I'm like, well, I'm just looking in all departments that's entry level. So it's been kind of hard for me to, I guess, grasp on a certain department because I'm still so early.
So do you have a degree in communication or marketing? Is that why you were in that for biotech?
Yeah.
Okay. And biotech's so big in Southern California.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's huge.
I lived there for a long time and I was in the industry for 30 years. So I know it well.
Yeah.
And it's such a hotbed of entrepreneurial things that are out there. So be open to that too, actually, because you may be able to get in kind of early in a company and get some stock options.
Okay.
Because a lot of those companies go public and or they get bought by bigger biotech companies. So don't rule out any of it. But I would focus on four areas that you think you'd like to work in, for niches, you know, so for verticals. And aerospace has come in like four or five times. There's something in aerospace for you to check out.
Yeah, I haven't looked there yet, so I will definitely check it out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Good luck. Let us know what happens. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Carly.
Thank you, Julie.
If you want to have a conversation with me, askjulieryanshow.com. Come in on Zoom. That's how you get to us. If you're on YouTube, you can put your question in the chat. Just let me know where you are, where you're located. Let's see who we've got next. Okay. We've got somebody named Eva Girl. Oh, I like that already. Love the story on the black slaves in the attic from Angelic Attendance. That's my book. Question, does my mother have any messages? Her name is Lillian and a native New Zealand Maori. I guess that's like an indigenous people. I'm not familiar with that word. So Eva Girl, thanks. What she's talking about is there's a chapter in my Angelic Attendant books. She's calling in from Sydney. Okay, tell us what the Maori are. if you're right in there. So I'm in this building that's got all this spirit activity in it. My friend had me go there. It was his office building. And oh my goodness, the stuff that we saw. And there were a bunch of runaway slaves that their spirits were hiding in the building. And we had these wild conversations with them. So that's what she's talking about, what Eva's talking about. Okay, does your mom have any... She's saying happy Easter and take it easy on the jelly beans. I don't know. Are you a jelly bean girl? Native New Zealanders like Aboriginals. Okay. That's what I figured. Okay. Do you like jelly beans? Happy Easter. Take it easy on the jelly beans. Are you like a jelly bean person? That's hysterical. Oh my gosh. I could get drunk on a couple of handfuls of jelly beans, but I gave up sugar several years ago. But back in the day, I had to watch it because it made me feel like I was loaded when I'd eat several handfuls of jelly beans because of the sugar rush. So anyways, all right. Mama says happy Easter. Take it easy on the jelly beans. Thanks, Eva. Too much cake, she says. All right. Well, cake too, but jelly beans is what I'm hearing. AskJulieRyanShow.com. That's going to get you in on Zoom. If you're on YouTube, just put your question in the chat. Okay. Azura, hi, honey.
Hello. Hi, so good to see you, Jolie.
You too. How are ya?
I've been better, but I'm calling in about a friend who really needs your support.
Okay, where are you? Tell everybody where you're located, please.
A month and a half ago, I moved to Washington, D.C.
How's it going? How are you liking it?
I'm having mold and mildew and construction noise challenges in my place, so it's been very challenging.
Oh, no. That mold follows you around, girl. Azura is a client, and we've talked many times. Goodness, I am so sorry. Well, are at least the cherry blossoms in bloom, and you can enjoy those outside?
The cherry blossoms are beautiful. They're in their peak bloom.
Perfect. Okay. All right. What's going on with your friend?
Well, I have a friend. I'm reading from my phone the name of her condition, so I get it correctly. She has subglottic stenosis, and it's basically her airways are collapsing, and she's almost died a few times. She's having a lot of trouble breathing. She's in her 40s like me. We're similar in age. And just yesterday, she moved from San Diego to Kentucky because she's needing family to care for her at this point. And I'm wondering if there's any healing that you can do or any helpful information. I really wanted to call in at the end of last year when she had a surgery, but she was not wanting support at that time in that way, but now she's open to it.
Okay. And what's her name? And she's in Kentucky, you said. Where in Kentucky?
Louisville? Tiffany. She just moved from San Diego to Kentucky yesterday. I'm trying to remember. It's like near Nashville on the border of Kentucky and Tennessee.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to you in DC, and then I'm going to come back and go to Kentucky to Tiffany. So here we go. Here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading to you in Orange in Cherry Blossom Land. Ours are almost done down here, because we're so much further south than you. All right, got you. Going back up to Kentucky, Tiffany, I'm talking to Azura. She says, I know it's okay. Okay, great. Let me scan her and see what's going on. Okay, what I'm watching happen is I'm watching a support system that's being put in the middle of her, basically her trach and her esophagus and, you know, all that throat area to keep it open. It looks like it goes down into her chest, like into her esophagus even. Is that where the issue is? It's that whole area.
It feels like it's her whole respiratory system is very unstable, and sometimes clots can get dislodged and then she chokes on them and has trouble breathing.
Oh my goodness. All right. So imagine a piece of PVC pipe, Azura, that's going in the middle of her whole airway, going down even through her sternum and all of that goes down to about midway in her sternum, but it's not PVC, it's energetic. So what's happening is it's going in there, and then I'm watching stem cell energy get packed in around it. Kind of like if you put imagine putting a piece of PVC pipe in a pot where you have potted plants, and then you fill the mulch around it. That's what I'm watching, but it's not mulch, it's stem cell energy, light amber color gel, sparkles, dippity-doo, you know all about that. And there's a vortex spinning outside of her throat. And what that's doing is that's transforming all of that into new tissue, but it's going to give her support to keep that open. And now what else I'm watching is I'm watching these hair-thin blue fibers that are vertical, that are going in to support the structure. Almost like, you know how they put rebar in a cement stopper, you know, on the side of the freeway, the guardrail, they'll fill that stuff with rebar first to make it strong and then put the cement on top of it. That's what I'm watching happen. And now there's a spiral of energy that's spinning around the outside of her neck like a big slinky. Remember the slinky toy? And it's blue, yes. Hair thin blue line. You know, my analogies are hilarious, but you know, you can picture what I'm talking about, right? So that's happening and that's spinning. And what that's doing is that's helping just recreate all that tissue in there. So have they had to do a trach on her in the past to get to help her breathe?
I believe so. Yeah, she just had some sort of big surgery a few months ago, and it was better very briefly, and then it got much worse.
Oh, geez.
And yeah, any information about what would be helpful for her would be amazing.
Yeah. What can she do to help her heal? I think the Kentucky move is good for her. The air is going to be cleaner and fresher for her. So that's going to help her heal. Good nutrition, immune system, you know, that's always going to help. You know, I'm a big fan of the Beam Minerals, BEAM Minerals.com, because that gives our body the foundation to heal. And then I would, Dr. Maria Amasanti, DRAMASANTI.com. She's the queen of getting the gut healthy, and that's where the immune system is based. And all of that, I think, all plays together to help her heal. She's not dying. Her spirit's in her body. And will she make a recovery from this? I guess she can. She can recover from this. But it's really a good idea that she moved to Kentucky.
She said already just yesterday, within the past day, she's been feeling a lot better with the move. She was really scared about the plane ride and the impact on her body, but sounds like it went well.
Yeah, you are a sweet friend, Lynn, on her behalf, but I already knew that.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Julie. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye. Hi, Michelle.
I'm calling in tonight about my American bully dog. She's only two. And I found two, I believe, lumps on her chest.
No.
And I want to know if you saw if they were cancerous or if they're just lipomas or fatty tissues. And I'm doing holistic treatment with her now because I don't believe in, you know, regular grease, but, you know, if need be. So I wanted to know, do you need to see her? Because she's here. She needs to see her.
I'd love to see her. I'm sure she's darling. What's her name?
Her name is Brooklyn. She's sleeping.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, sweet girl.
Brooklyn, say hi. Oh, say hi.
She's beautiful.
She's my
blankie
baby girl.
On you guys that are listening. She's got her blankie over her. How cute is that? Okay. So, Brooklyn, I'm gonna connect to you, Michelle, and then I'm going to go from you to Brooklyn. Here we go. Laser beam heading south from Sweet Home, Alabama. Got Brooklyn. I love her name. They're lipomas. They're not malignant. I don't see them as malignant. What do you do in castor oil packs or something?
No, I have my cancer AM and PM. They're all herbal formulas with, you know, mushroom, shiitake, all that. And it's an AM and PM formula. And then I'm also doing CBD oil, which within a day of using this, I could tell you, I already saw a decrease. So I don't know if they're going to just dissipate. That might be something also for that woman I was thinking. I also have what she has, a lipoma. Tell her it's a lipoma. If she's
right.
And they are benign. Maybe packs, you know, something to mud packs, they say work. So I don't know.
Right. But right. How does Brooklyn do when you, put that stuff on her? Does she want to lick it?
No, I don't put it on her. I give it to her internally.
Oh.
So the skin in her mouth. And she's right now, she's in a detox stage.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want her to a vet. I know your daughter-in-law, right? She's a vet.
She is,
I do believe.
Yes.
But first steps, I didn't want to have biopsies and all that because if it were cancer, you know, the next step, what would happen? So I just wanted information. Thank you.
Well, and the body has a tremendous capacity to heal. And so do animals' bodies have a tremendous capacity to heal. We're all hardwired to heal. And so good for you. No, she's darling. I think she's fine.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
You're welcome. You too. Thanks, Michelle. Most of us have busy lives and we know that we're not getting the nutrients and the vitamins and the minerals that we need. So I'm always looking for easy ways to ingest them. I found one. It's called Beam Minerals. And what I find is that most of us don't get enough potassium, magnesium, and calcium. Those are the big three. And so what Beam Minerals does is it's put all these minerals in a liquid form that's easy to drink because it tastes like water. It's got all these important minerals and a whole bunch of other ones. And I find that they're really helpful. They save me time. They're easy to take. And I suggest that you give them a try. Go to Beam Minerals. B as in boy, EAM, minerals, plural.com, and use the code Julie Ryan, all together, no space, at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your order. That's Beam Minerals, BEAM, minerals.com, and use Julie Ryan at checkout, and you'll get a 20% discount. Give it a try and let me know what you think. All right, let's see who's next. Hi, John. He says, hi, Julie. What do we look like on the other side? You look like whatever you want to look like. What a great question. Spirit's going to show up in a way that we're going to recognize who the person is. And so it's interesting because there is no age in the spirit world. And oftentimes a grandparent will show up looking like what they looked, how they looked before they passed. So their loved ones will know who they are. And then sometimes they show up like a 30-some-year-old version of themselves. My favorite analogy for this, John, is the movie Contact with Jodie Foster. And what she did was she went to a different planet and the alien was approaching her and the alien showed up looking like her deceased dad, who had died when she was a little girl. And the alien did that so that she wouldn't be afraid. And I think that's a great analogy of how spirit is. Spirit's going to show us how they looked so we can recognize them, or if they're performing a certain task, how we can recognize them. Angels are a great example. Angels look to me like the statuary and the paintings and the, you know, all of that stuff, the figurines. But I went through 12 years of Catholic school, so I was taught that's what angels look like. Big wings, white gown, you know, barefoot, all of that. Somebody in, say, in New Zealand, where our caller a couple minutes ago called in from, that's a native New Zealander, an indigenous culture, may see angel energy as just a blob of like a big purple ball of energy. So spirit's always going to show themselves to us in a way we can understand it. Great question. Thanks, John. Fancy girl. Hi, fancy girl. Oh, and I'm writing from Oregon and my name is Enid. Okay. Do you have a question for me? Here we go. Hi, Julie. I'm wondering when, where, and how I will meet my life partner. Ooh. I've been single for over 6 years and finally feel ready to open my heart again. Thank you. All right. So fancy girl. I love that. Go to findinglove.co. Findinglove.co. There's a woman named Nancy Bruce there. We've had her on the show. We released it around Valentine's Day, last month, I guess. And she has a whole strategy of how you can find love. And it's really works great. She does private clients and she teaches classes, and you can learn a lot just from listening to the interview when she and I had a conversation about finding love and being open to it. But there are definite intentions you want to set. There's a strategy to it, and you got to take action, because Prince Charming's probably not going to show up and knock on your door and just say, "Hey, Enid, I just love you and I want you to marry me and come live in my castle." I mean, it might happen, but probably not. So go to findinglove.co. Nancy Bruce is your girl. Thanks for your question. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, my girl?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you. We're excited to have you. Where are you?
I live in Laguna Beach, California, so Orange County.
I'm telling you, this is my California girl.
California girls.
Yeah. I know it. I know Laguna Beach. Well, terrific. Got a question for me?
I do, yes. My question stems from a health concern that I'm kind of having. Yeah. I'm 23 and I would consider myself to be quite healthy. But mm-hmm. about almost 2 years ago, my entire left leg started to kind of swell up out of nowhere. Okay. And doctors were thinking that I have primary lymphedema. So I was born with potentially less lymphatics or broken lymphatics in my left side. And lymphedema is a progressive condition that worsens over time. And if you see pictures on the internet, it can be quite a scary thing and quite a defeating diagnosis. But mm-hmm. I've never truly been diagnosed with anything yet. And I don't feel like this is my destiny in any way. I do feel like I can live a life that doesn't have this swelling and tension and tightness, but I just don't really know what my path to heal from here is or why this is happening. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it painful, Lauren?
Not really at all. It's only painful if it's very swollen and the tension of it can be painful, but I'm not in pain. I live a great life. I travel, I can exercise, I'm perfectly capable. It's just, I have to wear a significant amount of compression 24/7.
I bet. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little inconvenient in the summertime, especially.
Very inconvenient. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's a good look, wearing compression stockings and shorts.
With my swimsuit. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay. Let me get you on my radar. Let's see what's going on. So here we go. Here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama. Heading out to you in Laguna. Got you shooting energy from your feet up to the top of your head. Okay, so lymph nodes look like little D3 vitamin capsules to me, Lauren. And they'll show up, and this is how yours is showing up. Have you ever seen a stalk of Brussels sprouts when it comes out of the ground? You know, it's got the little tiny cabbages on like a stalk. That's what I'm seeing with your lymph nodes. And I don't normally see that. I normally just see the lymph nodes. So some of them are active, some of them are not. Some of them look like they're dried up. They look like a raisin that's dried up almost. So what I'm watching, I've never seen this healing before. So this is what makes my job so much fun, because I get to see new healings all the time and new things all the time, is I'm watching those ones that look like they're dried up are getting plucked off. So imagine we've got that stalk again, that Brussels sprout stalk. Remember, these are just analogies that are going to help us understand the healing that's happening. Those are getting removed. And then I'm watching that whole stalk get dipped into a big vat of stem cell energy. Light amber color gel, sparkles, reminds me of Dippity Doo hair gel. Look it up. You'll see it online. It was a thing in the 60s and 70s. And then that's back in your leg. And now there's a vortex spinning in front of your thigh that's regenerating new lymph nodes. So it's almost like you're not working on full power lymph nodes. I don't even know if that's a thing, but that's
exactly what's happening.
Okay. That's what I'm watching happen. And the funny thing about stem cell energy, as I mentioned, it'll regenerate any body part we need. And the first time I heard about this from Spirit, I said, seriously, you want me to say dippity-doo? And I heard in my head, yeah, because people your age are going to know what you're talking about. And the young ones know how to use the internet and look it up. And and then they said, and it's funny, which it is. Just the name is funny, dippity-doo. So I talked to a woman today and I said, when's the last time you heard of dippity-doo? And she said about 60 years ago. I said, yep, that's about right. So we've got that going. Okay, we're doing a lymph cleanse at the same time. So as I mentioned when we started this show, I'm seeing a healing in my mind's eye. I'm getting information downloaded into my head and I'm describing it to you as we go. So lymph cleanse, imagine there's a vertical oval tube that's in the front of your body. It's inside your body, but it's on the front side of your body. And all your lymph fluid's going in there. Amber color, kind of globby, the fluid. Have you ever seen a lava lamp?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that globby fluid that's in there? That's what it reminds me of. And there's a hole, Lauren, that's opened on the bottom of each of your feet, right in the middle of your foot, the bottom of your foot. And so that lymph cleanse, all the toxins are going out the bottom of your feet. In the meantime, all those lymph nodes are still being regenerated, and we're going to take out any lymph nodes that have sequestered toxins. Okay. So imagine that little D3 vitamin capsule, you know, those little gel cap vitamin D3s. And when they have toxins in them, they can look either black or brown. Those have been removed. You're being sprinkled with stem cell energy all over your body. So new lymph nodes are being generated because there's a vortex above your head, beneath your feet, on either side of you, front and behind, all spinning concurrently. And so that's generating new lymph nodes. The interesting thing about this stem cell energy, Lauren, is if you go back to your probably fifth grade science lessons, we learned every cell has a nucleus. Every nucleus is surrounded by cytoplasm. Cytoplasm is a watery gel like dippity-doo. And our bodies have a centrifugal force in them that spins that causes the cells to divide and replicate to the tune of billions of them a day. That's what we're watching happen. Yeah, this is healable. This is all healable. I think it would make sense for you, like I mentioned before, the Beam Minerals, BEAMminerals.com. Go in there, use it, check out, use Julie Ryan, one word. You'll get 20% off. You want to do the electrolytes and the minerals.
Okay.
They're liquid. They don't have any flavor. They're amazing. And that's number one. Number two, I would work with Dr. Amasanti, DRAMASANTI.com. She's in London, Lauren. She's a Oxford educated general practitioner, MD. She does functional medicine, holistic medicine. I mean, energy medicine. She's a graduate of my class. You will love, 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 love her. She will help you get your immune system healthy. You'll completely heal from this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Keep us posted on how you're doing.
I will. I absolutely will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Hi, Katie.
Hi there.
How are you, girl?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Where are you?
I'm in Napa, California, actually.
You look like you're a chef.
I actually am in school right now. I had a big career change from finance and decided to go to culinary school. And that's actually part of my question. So I am coming to the end of my program and I feel really good about it. I feel like I'm definitely living my authentic self right now, but I have no idea what's next or even where I'm going to live next. And I don't feel really drawn to go back home. So I'm just kind of wondering if you have any insights onto like next steps for me in any regard, you know, living, job, anything.
Yeah, I think you're going to stay in the Napa area. I think you're going to stay in that whole, you know, maybe not necessarily in Napa. You know, you may be in one of the other areas around there, but I get that you will work for a restaurant that will give you a lot of training, and then I get you doing your own thing. I think eventually you're going to do your own thing. You'll be doing catering. I don't know, maybe with some of the wineries and with other parties, whatever. I know Petaluma is a really big area that has a lot of, you know, places, cafes, wineries, all of that, that might be an area for you to check out first. It's kind of an up and, you know, you live there.
I don't know that much about the area.
Yeah. But it's not necessarily Napa, but it's, you know, it's that whole Napa area, the valley. I see you doing that. I'm being led. What are you fixing for Easter? I'm being led to ask you. Oh, are you cooking for the fam?
I was going to just make bagels for some friends for Easter, but nothing too...
Please, with all your training, do something fun. Okay, I am taking deviled eggs to our Easter party that we're going, and I
follow
this woman on Instagram who's this Southern grandma. She's named Mimi. She's a riot. And she says, now for Easter, you want to use shredded lettuce because it makes it look like grass. And then you put the deviled eggs on there.
That's cute.
And you add the paprika, which was really cute. So anyways, yeah, I get you'll stay in the area. I think you'll go to work for a restaurant. I think you're going to make amazing connections. And I believe that you'll be in the catering world. Something that's combining the wine and the catering, and eventually do your own thing.
Okay, great. That's really helpful.
What industry did you come from?
I came from finance. I was an investment strategist before.
Ooh, that is a big difference. Good for you. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck. Keep us posted on how you're doing. Okay. And when we're out there, we can come to your restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. Bye.
If you want to join us, AskJulieRyanShow.com. If you're on YouTube, we're at Ask Julie Ryan on YouTube doing a live stream. You can put a question in the chat. Everything's at Ask Julie Ryan on social media. Remember, you want to sign up for my class, Angelic Attendant Training, May 18th and 19th. You can do all this stuff that I do, you guys. I learned how to do it. You learn how to do it in a weekend. And then we have a whole bunch of practice sessions. And that's when your abilities really ramp up. And plus, it's a blast. It's so much fun. So join us. AskJulieRyan.com training. All right. Let's see who's next. Kate. Hi, Kate. We could go from Katie to Kate. My mom, who passed away years ago, has she grown spiritually? Well, yeah, she's in heaven. She knows it all. She was tough. I've grown and forgiven. Has she? Okay, great question, Kate. When we pass, what happens is she's in Maine. Thanks, Kate. We, all of our personality traits stay with the body when somebody passes. And all the snarky ones, the love part stays the same because all spirits are pure joy and pure love. And when we're in heaven, there's nothing to forgive because what I've heard a bazillion times, Kate, from spirit is they look at our lives as just an experience. They don't see things as good or bad, right or wrong. They just see things as an experience. We see things in our human form as good or bad, right or wrong, and we need to because that's how we create. When we know what we don't want, it helps us create what we do want. And so when we're going through something that's really trying, maybe even horrific, we and all of our fellow humans are thinking, oh my goodness, this is awful. And yet in heaven, all of our angels and loved ones and spirit guides and God and the universe and, you know, all of them are saying, this is interesting. What's she going to create out of this situation? How's she going to handle this? How's this benefiting her? And I know that's a stretch for us to go from right or wrong, good or bad, to that's what's happening in heaven. And I don't really understand it. And when I don't understand something, I just go to, is it feasible? Yeah. Will I know when I get to heaven? Yeah. So that helps satisfy me when I don't understand something. And hopefully that'll help you too. So yeah, your mom is pure love. You can call on her. You can ask her to help you in any situation, and she will. Thanks for your question. AskJulieRyanShow.com. If you want to have a conversation, at AskJulieRyan on YouTube. You can put your question in the chat. Okay, here's one from Kim. Hi, Julie. Kim from Fort Worth, Texas. Can you help me with my incontinence problem? Sure. Is it urine? A urine incontinence problem? That's what came into my head, was that there's that going on. Let's see if she comes back in. I'm going to go ahead and connect to you, Kim, and see what I can get is going on. All right, that's what I'm seeing. Looks to me like you've got some, looks like your bladder's dropping. So what I'm watching is I'm watching it get tacked back up. And they do this in surgery all the time. And it's not that uncommon. So I'm tacking that back up. There are also some new exercises. She's saying, yes. Yeah, that's what I was getting, that it was urine related. There are new exercises that are pelvic floor exercises, and they're different from the Kegels that we were taught many years ago for a long time. So you want to do an internet search on the pelvic floor exercises. Talk to your gynecologist about that. And she says, thank you. Happy Easter. Happy Easter to you too. But yeah, try those. And then the surgery to tack your bladder up is pretty common, and it's usually very successful. So talk to your gynecologist about that. In the meantime, I tacked your bladder up. And this visual is so funny. When I've done this healing many, many times, again, spirit working through me and with me. But back in the day when people used to hang their clothes out on a clothesline to dry, and you'd take like a sheet from your bed and you'd clip one clothespin on one side and one on another, and you'd bring it up in the middle. And so it kind of swooped at the top. That's what it looks like first, as the bladder's getting tacked. And then I watch the rest of it all get tacked up. I'm not sure why, but that's how it always shows up to me. So it's happened on the energetic level. Hopefully that will help. And if need be, talk to your gynecologist. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you, girl?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. Where are you?
Connecticut.
Okay. Terrific. Got a question for me?
Yes. My question is for the other side. My father passed away unexpectedly a couple of months ago. It's been like really hard, and because it was unexpected, and we had him cremated, but we have like no idea what to do with it, what he wanted to do with his ashes. So my question is like, how can we find out like what his, what he really wanted, what will give him peace and fulfill his wishes?
Okay. What's his first name?
Chander.
Chander. Okay. Monica, first of all, he is at peace. He's saying it's not for me, it's for you guys. The peace will be for you guys. Because once we transition in our spirits in heaven, it's pure love, pure joy. They're at peace. So what I heard when you first asked, what should we do with with his ashes? I heard in the garden. Sprinkle them in the garden. Do you have a garden in your home? Do you have a botanical garden? Are there gardens nearby? Was he a garden fan? What's up with the garden?
No, he wasn't really a garden fan. He loved his backyard, but we sold that house already. Yeah. So unfortunately, that's not even an option anymore.
Okay. He's saying sprinkle his ashes in the garden.
Okay.
So is there a particular garden? He's saying pick one.
Oh.
One that you like. He says pick one, because again, it's for you guys. It's not for him. It's for you guys. And he's saying that way, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, right? Yeah. We're in Lent, we're at the end of Lent, and because this is Holy Week, and he's saying, yeah, do that, but put it in a garden.
Okay.
So do you mean a garden like with flowers and shrubs and stuff? He's saying it can be in the grass, it can be in flowers, it can be around trees. He just wants it used to fertilize a garden.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I hope that helps. The other thing, when you first came on and you were talking about your dad, Monica, he was talking about a car. Is there something with his car? Was he in a car accident? What's with the car?
He loves cars. And like the car that I drive, he actually picked it out. So like anytime anybody in my family buys cars, it's like we would always go to him for advice. And my sister was saying like she needs a new car. I wish he was around so she can get his help. And like things like that. She really missed. We all miss him for all those little things that he helped with. He loves buying, going out and going to a dealership and buying new cars.
Okay, so here's how you can get information from him. Our heads are big satellite dishes. They receive and they transmit frequencies. Every spirit has a frequency they keep throughout all of their lifetimes. So in order to talk to your dad, Monica, all you have to do is just think of him. And then that tunes your satellite dish head to his frequency. It's like tuning in a radio station or a satellite TV station. And then that opens up a two-way radio communication, if you will, and just say, hey, dad, you know, what do you think about this car? Or what kind of car? What's your sister's name?
Nina.
Nina. So what's the best kind of car for Nina to get? And you're going to hear an answer, Monica. It's going to come in as fast as you can snap your fingers or before. That's going to be him talking to you. And Nina can do the same thing. And so can everybody else in your family. Just say, hey, dad, you're thinking of him. You're connected into his frequency. He's gonna communicate back with you. Sometimes, Monica, his answer will come in, and it'll come in before you've even had the question thought out all the way. That's still him communicating with you. It's that first thing that comes into your head. The other thing he's saying is, for Nina, when she's picking out cars, that he's gonna send goosebumps to her. So that's gonna be something that is going to be his sign to her when he thinks that she needs to pay attention to a certain kind of car. So tell her to pay attention to that.
Or I'll let her know.
Okay.
I've been trying to connect with him, but it's been really tough because I can't get past us, like, what happened.
Yeah.
Like, to him so quickly. I keep trying to connect.
Schedule an appointment with me and we can talk to him for an hour. We'll get all your questions answered. And,
thank you.
My class. Angelic attendant training, because you'll get really good at talking with him and be able to do all the stuff that I do. So,
okay, I'm going to look into that. Thank you so much.
One other thing, Monica, what you can do, because you're still in shock and grief, is before you go to sleep at night, just say, hey, dad, visit me in my dreams. And he will, because when we go to sleep at night, our brains rest from all the stuff we're thinking about during the day, number one. Number two, we go back to the factory pre-setting frequency of spirit every night when we sleep. And so it's easier for spirit to communicate with us when it's on the same channel. Because when we're in grief or we feel badly, I always say spirit doesn't communicate on the I feel crappy channels because the vibration's too low. So just say, hey, dad, visit me in my dreams. And you can even ask him for a place. Just say, hey, visit me, you know, at our old house, visit me in Tahiti, whatever.
I'm going to try that tonight.
Okay, keep doing it. He'll come.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm terrific. Where are you?
I am in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Terrific. Got a question for me?
I do. I have so many, but I've got an aunt who's not in the best of health. She's been in and out of the hospital over the last couple of years and is in an aftercare facility right now, but is declining kind of rapidly. And she said something to me before she went to that facility while she was still in the hospital that she saw my grandmother sitting near her. And so I was curious if you can kind of see what stage of passing she's in or any information. Stage of transition. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. What's her name, Jean?
Her name's Kathy.
Kathy with a K?
Yes.
Okay. I must be psychic or something. Because right. I wrote down Kathy with a K before you even told me. Okay. So I'm going to connect to you. Is she in Phoenix where you are?
She's in Scottsdale, okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have a light above your head. It makes you look like it's part of your halo.
my lighting. I do.
That's so funny. It looks great. For those of you that are listening, Jean, look.
My mother-in-law's maiden name is Ryan, and you look just like her and sound just like her sister. So it's funny.
She must be way cool with that name.
Okay. She's great.
Oh, gosh. I tell her the first time I landed in Dublin, Ireland, Ryanair is kind of like Southwest Airlines over here.
Yeah.
And when I landed in the airport, everywhere I looked, it said Ryanair on the planes. And
That's so great.
These are my people.
She thinks very similarly to you too. So it's funny. Yeah. Every time I listen to your podcast, I'm like, my mother-in-law, sister.
Oh, well, I look forward to meeting her someday. Okay. So Aunt Kathy, connecting into you, going to Aunt Kathy. She's in phase 7. Of the 12 phases of transition.
Okay.
What that means to those of you that think that we're, Jean and I are speaking in secret code, we kind of are. But it's the phases of transition that we go through as we're all dying. And it's how we're surrounded by angels and the spirits of deceased loved ones and pets. And the configuration changes as we get closer and closer to our departure time. There are three questions I always ask, Jean. So let's ask Aunt Kathy, are you ready to go? She's saying, absolutely. Are you in pain at times? What do you need to say goodbye to everybody?
Okay.
Are there family members or dear friends that haven't been to see her or that she would like to see? Do you know?
Not necessarily that haven't seen her, but her son and I are only children. And so he was just out here briefly, but left back home to North Carolina. So I think she feels abandoned a little bit.
Yeah. Get him on the FaceTime or the Zoom so she can at least see him.
Okay.
And that's going to help a lot. That will help a lot with that. The fact that she's seeing your grandmother makes tons of sense. So that would be her mother, it sounds like. Because the mother spirit is the one that runs everything from the spirit world,
okay.
First of all. Secondly, the research, university-based research, Jean, shows that 90% of people at the end of their lives see the spirits of deceased loved ones and pets as they're transitioning. 90%?
I believe
that's pretty much everybody. Yeah. So imagine that's, you know, expect that's going to increase. She will say that she's seeing more
people. It has over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And we used to think, okay, grandma's hallucinating. Grandma's not hallucinating. Aunt Kathy's not hallucinating. She's actually seeing them.
My family thinks she is. I know what she's doing. Yeah.
So my book, yeah. Angelic Attendance, have you read it yet?
No, but I need to.
Okay. Go to JulieRyanGift.com. Anybody listening that wants a digital and an audiobook version, JulieRyanGift.com will send it to you for free. Please share it with your family, Jean. I send the audiobook and the digital because there are diagrams in there of the position. Also, you can go to my website, AskJulieRyan.com, go to the 12 phases page, and there's a chart there. You can download it for free, put it on your phone, and then just ask in your head or aloud, what phase is Aunt Kathy in? You'll hear a number and then you can refer to the chart. And that will hopefully be really helpful for you.
Super helpful. Thank you, Julie.
You're a sweetie to call in for her. Yeah,
oh, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling on me.
Okay. Good luck with all that. Look for little miracles along the way. They'll be plentiful. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this week. What a treat to be with all y'all this week. Sending you lots of love from Sweet Home, Alabama. Mwah! Remember to subscribe. Remember to share this with your friends and family. Leave a comment. I love to hear from you. And happy Easter to everybody. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Instagram and YouTube at Ask Julie Ryan, and like her on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. To schedule an appointment or submit a question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.
This show is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be medical, psychological, financial, or legal advice. Please contact a licensed professional. The Ask Julie Ryan Show, Julie Ryan, and all parties involved in producing, recording, and distributing it assume no responsibility for listeners' actions based on any information heard on this or any Ask Julie Ryan shows or podcasts.